Julio, thoughts on the reasons for your big start to the season?
My big start. We just playing good as a team, as an offensive unit. We're just playing really, really well right now.
How do you like what Coach Shanahan does for you guys on offense?
He keeps everything as far as us in the defense. He keep everything looking the same on our end, so the defense can't really get a beat on what we're really doing.
Any thought on playing against former Alabama teammate Kareem Jackson? I mean, you guys had a good history together in Alabama. Any excitement in that?
I know he's going to be competitive. You know, he's going to come and play, and he's going to play the four quarters, you know, just the way he was, you know, taught at Alabama.
Hey, Julio, do you know DeAndre Hopkins from either college or NFL?
I do not. I mean, I know of him, but I haven't watched his game or anything.
Gotcha. Just your thoughts on him as a receiver, you know, and kind of as being a fellow, you know, one of the top young wide receivers in the game.
Like I said, I haven't, you know, watched him, but I think I've seen on Hard Knocks. I've seen an episode of Hard Knocks, and he looks very talented, young receiver. You know, but I can't really say more than that because, like I said, I haven't watched him.
Julio, something you could speak to, just your thoughts on your development and your emergence. What do you think's made it all come together for you?
My development?
Yes.
Oh, just, you know, just hard work and dedication and just wanting to be the best and coming to work every day. And my teammates allowed me to do so, you know, far to the receiver room, the linemen, and the quarterbacks and the running backs.
Julio, you're on pace for 181 catches and over 2,000 yards. Does that kind of stagger you a little bit to think the kind of pace you've set early this year?
Not at all, you know. I feel like I'm capable of doing any and everything. I just got to come to work every day. You know, the main thing is staying healthy.
Julio, I know he's not your responsibility but what's the talk on your side of the ball about J.J. Watt?
He's definitely a great player. You know, he was the MVP of the, you know, for his defense, you know, defensive player of the year. I train with JJ. I know his motor. He has a high motor, and you know, he's definitely one of the best that do it right now in the business, and along with Clowney as well.
How do you happen?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I thought you were stuck. How do you happen to train with JJ?
We was coming out together. In Phoenix, we trained together coming up.
Was that an Exos?
No, that's ATI.
Gotcha. So you trained with him back when he was coming out in draft, right?
Yes.
So what have you thought about how he's developed and how he's skyrocketed?
Oh, man. He had to work at it there, you know, and people didn't know that because they wasn't there working with you every day. Just like your teammates now, like when someone started doing good, people were like, oh, where did this guy come from? And you just seen the work ethic that guy has in the motor. You knew he was going to be special.
You know, in terms of this offense and the kind of chemistry you and Matt have built, just your thoughts on kind of the timing you've achieved now.
We can basically now just look at each other and kind of, you know, signal out and know what each other's thinking. And we can just go from there, you know, depending on what the defense is getting.
You mentioned Clowney. What are your thoughts on him?
Another great athlete. Definitely a game wrecker. You know, those guys, you got to double those guys. You know, you got to get chips, you know, bangs on those guys to try to slow them down. You can only contain them. You can't contain those guys. You can just slow them down.
Julio, with the Georgia Dome, does it always feel like a very fast surface to you compared to other places?
Georgia Dome? Nah, I mean, every surface is the same to me. I mean, 53 yards wide, 100 yards deep.
Julio, with your injury issues, you know, a couple of years ago with the foot and stuff, is there a sense of gratification knowing that, you know, you've always had this this type of play in you and just finally getting over the hump?
Well, you know, I just, every year I try to get better. It doesn't matter what it is, you know, as far as catching balls on the routes. I mean, things are going to happen. You know, those things are out of my control. I can't, you know, prevent those things to happen already. It's over with. It's done. I'm 100% now. To answer your question, man, I just go out there and just try to be my best. Whatever happens, happens. I mean, I can go out there and catch one pass. As long as my team wins, I did my job, I'm good to go.
Julio, you don't play against the other team's offense, but, you know, when you look around the league and you look at the other wide receivers, do you ever say, sort of take stock of, you know, where you stand and how you might do in comparison to the other wide receivers?
No, I don't watch other receivers. You know, I really don't watch football when I have downtime.
What do you do when you have downtime? What are your hobbies or per se?
My hobbies, I mean, I'm just going, like, of course, now and then throughout the week, I'm just in the playbook, you know.
Julie, are you at least a little surprised at what you're doing right now? Just a little bit?
No, not at all.
Why not?
I feel like I can do better, you know. As always, you can never play a perfect game. You know, I feel like it's some calls and stuff out there that I haven't executed properly in the first three games. You know, so I just got to continue to keep working it and try to get better.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for your time.